This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks, from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I hope that the end of the summer has been a good one for you. Lots of kids going back to school. A lot of conversation about that and what it's going to be like for parents and for the students themselves. Plus, politically speaking, Trump's dominance in the Republican Party certainly is coming into very, very bright focus after the defeat, especially of Liz Cheney in Wyoming by an incredibly wide margin, which was the fourth loss by a House Republican who voted to impeach President Donald Trump last year. So the former president is not only apparently has some pretty big coattails, but is also a mammoth of a fundraiser. It's just been a tsunami, millions and millions of dollars pouring in, and some of that because there are people who are furious about what happened at Mar-a-Lago, and there's questions surrounding that, including ultimately what a judge is going to rule, whether we're going to know what was in the affidavit, and then also what happened on the grounds of his premises. And it is unusual, but the halls are incredible, more than my guys from the Wicked Tuna when they're just trying to get some bluefin on the deck. He has really pulled it in, reeled it in. I mean, we're talking about $300,000 plus that have come in just a matter of days. So that's an average day. And that does tell you something, and we know it's inevitable, I think, that there's going to be an announcement for that 2024 presidential campaign and that run because of the interest of not only just him wanting to run again, but the people around him, in other words, the fundraisers, the people who do the campaign, saying, are you kidding? Look what's happening here. Look what's going on, and who is the biggest competition in the Republican Party if the former president runs? And the name that keeps coming up is Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. But in most polls, he's not that close to Donald Trump. He just happens to be the second highest polling Republican. So let's see what happens with the Justice Department. And because many of you are bending my ear in the mailbag about what's up and what's going on with the search, the FBI search, and will there be a release of what prompted that, other than were these documents weren't returned, which in itself seems like it would be pretty big, right? But the classified documents relating to nuclear weapons were part of the supposed haul of the FBI agents who sought that search of the former president's Florida residence. I mean, that's at least what's being floated out there. So if you're in the classified information game, which, of course, there's so much of that, when you're the president, you hold the highest office in the land. It is unusual, though, the search. And it underscores, I think, the concern about the types of information they thought they would get at Trump's house and the potential danger of it falling into the wrong hands. Is that really the case? Or is it political maneuvering, which is what the Republicans are saying? It's ridiculous and it's a witch hunt. So let's see what a judge says. Let's see whether or not this is going to be released. The attorney general said that he couldn't discuss the investigation, but he did announce last week that he personally authorized the decision to seek the court permission, you know, the court's permission for a search warrant. So now you've got this unusual motion to unseal the search warrant in the case and let the public hear the reasons why. And actually what the Attorney General is saying is that he can't say anything publicly, but the motion says the public's clear and powerful interest in understanding what occurred under these circumstances weighs heavily in favor of unsealing. So will the former president have an opportunity to respond to the motion? Of course. Of course he will. And lodge objections, including regards to any legitimate privacy interests or the potential for other injury if the materials are made public. So now, once again, this is lawyers on the lawyers who represent Donald Trump who have to respond to this. But the president, former president, said last week he thought they should be made public. He keeps saying the nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, and he's accusing the FBI of planting evidence without offering any information to indicate that such a thing had happened. He also said agents didn't allow his lawyers to be present for the search, and he thought that was wrong. So what do we know? What are the facts, at least the facts that we think are true? A lot of this surrounds the nuclear codes. But there was that set of documents marked various classified, top secret, and SCI documents. Sensitive documents. So, interesting times, my friends, on what the now legal system will decide and what we'll find out about what happened at the mansion. But certainly through the eyes of just seeing what took place, seeing the shock of the machine gun carrying FBI agents, and then the reaction of many who are supporting the former president and want him to run, they think pretty much that this is exactly what this was, an overreach. Was it an overreach or not? The president, the former president, has said they grabbed everything like he was a common criminal and that he would be shocked if Joe Biden didn't know about the raid, which is what the White House has said. So then we hear there are FBI agents who are whistleblowers who wanted to bail on this whole thing. So, wow. To say we live in interesting times is an understatement when it comes to the business of politics. By the way, Sarah Palin advanced in the Alaska House race. Lisa Murkowski survived a Senate challenge, but both of them were nail biters. Unlike what I opened up with, still the reaction to Liz Cheney just the other day being beaten. So she is out. She'll be out. She's not going to represent the people of Wyoming any longer, but there was something floated that she would possibly run for president. We'll see if that becomes a reality. Coming up next, odds and ends. In other words, things that happened that you might not know across the nation this last couple of days that are worth talking about.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
To find a place for those bussed in from the border, the migrants that come across, what are they going to do? Are you sharing too much information online? Apparently, people can't get enough of it, and it's hurting their mental health. Are you shocked by that? And traffic deaths are up, up, up. What's up with that? I do have to say, being in Florida for 3 months, it seems like every time I turn on the local news, something like that's happened. Somebody was hit somewhere, walking across the street, climbing over something. It's, you know, just in it, pedestrian accidents and then car crashes. Is it that there are more reports of it? Is it that there are more people in a certain area? I don't know, but I'm going to talk about that. First, let's jump on the situation in New York. So the city of New York is looking to add more hotel rooms to the problem, the waves of those that are being bussed in to temporarily house them. What do they do? You know, they're coming up from the southern border. They've leased 11. This shows you how this works and that a lot of people don't realize this. 11 hotels so far they've leased to provide that temporary housing for the homeless families because the population was up, up, up in the last couple of months from 46,591, because I'll give you the exact number, because these are numbers from the Department of Homeland Security, to 52,379. That's of just a couple of days ago. So they're opening up more shelters, hotels, whatever they can find, and working on these agreements to make it happen. The New York City Mayor Eric Adams has said that as the mayor of New York, he doesn't weigh into immigration issues, border issues. He has to provide services for families that are here. But he criticized the Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office for not communicating the details of the buses being sent to New York City, because Greg Abbott said, take this to the people up north. He's not paying attention. He's basically saying, you're not paying attention to what's happening here. So he shot a lot of people, in other words, put them on buses, and shot them right up the East Coast to Washington, D.C., to New York, and to other areas. So what he's saying is, we don't know when the buses are leaving. They don't let us know what the needs of the people are on the bus. They don't give us any information, so we have no idea. And we would like to get that information. We are flying blind on this. I don't know. It's like I do a segment, fair or foul. Is that fair or foul for another governor to say, hey, we're unloading on you because people aren't paying attention. Maybe you're going to pay attention now, but we're not going to give you any information. So I don't know. There are a lot of kids on the bus. Who's on the bus that's seeking asylum? And it's driving the New York mayor's office bonkers, because they are really scattering in a lot of different directions to try to make it happen, because they got to scrape up places to be able to put the people that come off the bus. Because what do? Wander away from Times Square, no money in their pockets or very little, and they're just waiting on this whole asylum thing and these hearings. Wow. And it's just gotten worse and worse. And you know, it ebbs and flows, the conversation about the border. When Trump was president, he talked about the wall and went in when you saw what was happening in Arizona and Texas, and there was lots of upheaval about that. And I said this many, many times as I spent plenty of time with the Border Patrol. I mean, spent a week cruising around with them. Of course, this wasn't recently, but just had wide access to, here's what it looks like with cameras. And I was shocked then, and now it's gotten even worse. But it doesn't get talked about unless something happens, unless there's an incredible amount of bottlenecking, or people are stuck, or people are sent back, or the governor of Texas is sending his frustrations north and saying, you deal with it. We have no room. You deal with this. You figure it out, because nobody's paying attention. U.S. traffic deaths jumped 7% in the first 3 months of 2022. So to 9,560. Again, this is the hard number. This is from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It's the highest number of people killed on American roads in a quarterly period since 2002. So, you know, traffic deaths jumped after pandemic lockdowns ended because more drivers, according to the data they collected, were just unsafe behavior, just ripping through neighborhoods or doing whatever they wanted to do. So it doesn't mean every accident was that, but there were certainly signs of some of that. So traffic deaths in the first 3 months of 2022, up 21% over the 7,800 deaths in the same period in 2020. So I think what the hope was is, at least the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, because that's what they zero in on, the hope was that the trends were limited to 2020, because then you blame it on the pandemic, right? But it's sadly not, right? So what do? You got an administrator who has announced he's going to step down because he's jumping to a different position. And now they've got to find a replacement for the administrator, who's this guy named Steve Cliff. And you think, okay, well, you know, it's somebody at the top. It's more than that because of where they're directing the funds, what they're looking at, what can they surmise that could help perhaps cut down on some of those fatalities, right, where they've got traffic stops, etc. So tragically, this is the third straight year of roadway deaths going up. You know, so are we desensitized to the tragedy of what's happening on the roads? The number of pedestrians killed, 13% higher, 7,300, the highest since 1981. How about this? This is why I won't do the bike. You know, they make bike lanes on a lot of highways or streets that are suburban streets that are maybe heavily trafficked, but they have these big bike lanes that are clearly marked. But the number of people on bicycles who were killed was up 5%. So what does that mean? It's 985. That's the most since 1980. And I guess if you think about it, what's the big difference in these last couple of years? Well, during the pandemic, roads weren't crowded, right? And so they weren't crowded, I think, when people were just going stir crazy and felt like, well, is it over or what's happening? Or I'm sick of what's going on and the lack of freedom. So I'm going to just go and do what I'm going to do on the roads because there's not anyone out there. And then thinking that they weren't going to get tickets because were there really a lot of cops around to stop you? And so that likely resulted in riskier behavior on the roads. Speeding, traveling without wearing seatbelts, all that has been higher, higher, higher. And some of those traffic accidents, I mean, just awful. Some of the stories that I'm sure you've heard, whatever nook or cranny that you hail from, I certainly have seen it. I mentioned that it's constant, 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 constant. And some of the stories are just ridiculous, just preventable things that, you know, somebody loses a big chunk of their life and their heart because somebody else is being a jerk and deciding that they're going to open it up on a back street somewhere. And it's just absolutely awful. But it's very strange because while that's happening, road travel fell 1.7% because gas prices hit drivers in the beginning of the year. So those numbers, those statistics will catch up, and that certainly is absolutely going to change. We know that without a doubt. We know that is going to change. And then your digital footprint, it's crazy. The modern person leaves behind, are you doing this, an online trail of 9,828 photos, 10,811 social media posts, and 126 email addresses over their entire life. Their entire life. This was a new survey that just came out by Aloha Browser. Wow. I don't think I'm going to hit that number. I don't think so. Are you going to hit that number? Meet you in the mailroom.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Liz Cheney's resounding primary defeat marks the end of an era for the Republican Party, as well as her own family legacy. The most high-profile political casualty yet, the fall of the three-term congresswoman who has declared it her mission to ensure Donald Trump never returns to the Oval Office, was vividly foreshadowed earlier this year on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. As the House convened for a moment of silence, Cheney, who is leading the investigation into the insurrection as vice chair of the 1-6 committee, and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, stood almost alone on the Republican side of the House floor. Governor Doug Ducey, Republican from Arizona, on Tuesday signed into law HB 2853, providing every Arizona family with an annual $7,000 per child to put toward education, including for private schooling and homeschooling. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters warn this week that a large swath of California's interior will experience dangerously high temperatures. The California Independent System Operator is calling for voluntary electricity conservation from 4 to 9 p.m. Antoine Melkonian knows what that personally means for him.
Well, I guess don't charge the Tesla, right?
Meanwhile, in Michigan, the Great Lakes Water Authority has extended their boil water advisory for several communities just north of Detroit to September 3rd. Officials revealing the broken pipe responsible for the water main break suffered significant damage and will require extensive repairs. But for communities like Shelby Township, access to bottled water remains scarce as the governor's supply runs out in minutes. Shelby Township Supervisor Rick Stakathis said that they're frustrated at the wait, saying they're organized and ready to distribute the water once the governor gets them the supply.
We can use a lot more water, and I guess the governor's office is doing everything possible to get us more water, but right now we just don't have enough.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Let's talk about the mail, please, Mac.
I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Once again, lots and lots of you have chimed in about all kinds of things, including Liz Cheney and what's happening with these primaries and what the midterm is going to look like. So we're going to dive into that. And just a reminder, you can send me your thoughts on anything from A to Z and anything else in between, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. Ken reached out and said, wow, Liz Cheney goes down. I knew that was going to happen. You knew when she went after Trump the way that she did that he would certainly flip on her. But did you know, Kate, that while she was in office, she was aligned with Donald Trump the whole way through his presidency until January 6th. That's where things changed. And then also what the subsequent things that happened related to Donald Trump, but mostly what happened on January 6th. And that was the end of the end, especially when the rest of the Republican Party went right and she went left. Do you really think she is going to run for president? Is that a joke or is that for real? I don't think it's a joke. I mean, listen, anybody can run for president. She wants to run, but she's going to have to get the money, and she's going to have the backing, and she doesn't have the backing of, she doesn't have the backing of certainly the people in Wyoming, or enough of them anyway. I mean, she got thumped. Yeah, absolutely, she got thumped. So her allies, though, say that after that primary loss, they expect a super PAC that's going to happen. So that's how you attract lots of money. A lot of wealthy people who are anti-Trump Republican donors would donate to someone like Liz Cheney. But actually having a shot is a whole different thing, right? So, you know, she would go out there, I'm assuming, with her father, and the cry would be, this isn't our Republican Party, because that's what she said. Maybe this is what's going to happen, from vice chair of the House January 6th committee to just getting thumped, now teasing the possibility of the run, because she said, our work is far from over, and she mentioned Abraham Lincoln, saying that the champion of the party, Abraham Lincoln, was beaten in elections for Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. So, and just so you know, this is how much she lost by. 66% to 29%, Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman, a ranching industry well-known attorney, who finished third in a 2018 run for the Republican gubernatorial nomination. So things have changed with her fates and fortunes. The path cleared in a much different direction, you know, for her. And Cheney was on the Today Show on Wednesday morning saying, it's something I'm thinking about, that she was going to make a decision in a couple of months, saying that Donald Trump betrayed Republican voters. He lied to them. Those who supported him he's lied to them, and they're using people's patriotism against them. They're preying on people's patriotism. So that's interesting, because I got so many emails about so much of what is happening with the primaries, etc. And I got two different types of emails, which is how this thing runs, right? And that makes me happy, because I think anybody who has an opinion, I want to hear it, whatever the opinion is. So I got this one from Kathy, who said, wow, it's like almost un-American to vote for Liz Cheney. Good for the people of Wyoming that they said, screw you, Liz, you are out, as she just dumped all over Trump and threw him to the wolves. It shows you what we're all thinking, for the most part, Kate, and not just the people in Wyoming. Go Trump. And then I got the opposite of this from Miller, who says, wow, I am a hardcore conservative Republican, and it seems I have no party anymore. I don't understand why people are backing this two-bit reality television star who I don't think really wanted to win the presidency the first time around. He wanted to be able to have the megaphone so that he could dump all over, I like that word comes up again, dump all over who ends up winning the White House, whether it was Hillary Clinton, which I guess it would have been, or whomever, and start his own television network. That's what he's interested in. It's insane that people that I love and care about, Kate, have lost their mind over a guy who couldn't be more un-American. Ow, ouch. Either way, those are fighting words, right? Whether you go with Kath or you go with Miller. And this is what it is. This is what's playing out all over the place. But it does tell you, like it or not, or like it, that the coattails of the former president are definitely flowing, because you can see what's happened in other races. I mean, seriously. And can you imagine this, just for a second? Can you imagine if, I think absolutely Donald, the Donald runs again, right? The Don, he runs again. Money's pouring in, people are interested, there's enough interest anyway, and certainly to go after the Republican nod again. But can you imagine if they're on the stage, the handful of Republicans who get enough to be highlighted to be in some of these debates, can you imagine if Mike Pence, who's talked about possibly running, and Liz Cheney and Ron DeSantis are some of the opponents who get on a stage, and then this becomes maybe one of however many debate stops there are. I can tell you this, it will be must-see TV because the ratings would be sky high. It would be wild if you think about Mike Pence's stance on January 6th and Liz Cheney's stance, and then Ron DeSantis, who just flat out wants to be the president and has huge backing as well, right? I mean, so listen, these wins show that traditional conservatism is not winning out. To Miller's point, that's not winning out. It's changed. It has changed dramatically. All right, moving away from politics, Jake says, hi, Kate. Ever since you left Texas, I don't know if you noticed, but there's been more shark attacks and more alligator attacks in the state of Florida. Are you thinking about coming back to Texas? Because we'll have you back if you want to come back. Oh, we've kept a spot warm for you. We miss you in the Lone Star State. You know what? It's so funny that you say that, Jake, because it feels like that to me. Look, we just had the other day an 88-year-old woman was gardening when she was attacked by a gator. She was killed by a gator. So she was in Sun City, Hilton Head. So I want to clear that up because a lot of people thought it was Florida. So just so you know, yes, we had an attack of an older woman, but it was not this attack. This one, she was in Sun City Hilton Head, which, yes, you can look at a map and where South Carolina is in relation to Florida, but this one is not on the doorstep of Florida. You know, what's happening, though, and South Carolina has in common with Florida is you have these ponds that have gators in them, and they're in all kinds of areas, all kinds of nice areas, especially in golf course communities where they have several ponds. So there's big signs that say don't go near it, all that kind of stuff. But people just get too close, I think. You know, that's what happened in Florida. The one woman that was attacked, she was too close to the pond, and the gators saw her and pulled her in, right? I mean, these gators are clever. Somebody said to me the other day, they were Floridian, lived in Florida their whole life, and said, listen, I'm more afraid of the gators than I am of the sharks because the shark attacks are still rare. The gators, they have those, think about the little eyes they have going across the water, and they can see in that little space a dog or a person, and they get them if they're that close, right? So it's these retention ponds that you have to be so careful about. I mean, the signs are there. It's like the Disney. Remember the Disney thing that happened a couple of years ago? Oh, so sad. The little boy was in, they were there in the water in the little beach, and the gator got him. But why did that happen? Why was there gators there? Especially in a place like Disney. But in these ponds, they mostly mark them pretty well. And I think people don't believe that, that the gator's out there somewhere. They don't believe that they're that close. But listen, they are that close. They go from pond to pond. They walk across neighborhoods. That can happen, especially with neighborhoods that are being built in their territory. So, Jake, thanks for keeping it warm for me there, but I'm okay right now. And we've talked a lot about shark attacks on this show. Too much in the last couple of months. All right, once again, send me your thoughts. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Influencer Chyna Alexander joins us along with Laura Dreyer. They're talking about something I've thought about for a long time. I have friends that do this cool sculpting. What is cool sculpting? Laura certainly knows all about it. She's one of the top board certified physician assistants specializing in aesthetics with this expertise in body contouring. That's what it is. And she's known for her innovative cool sculpting. So I'm thrilled to have both of them with us because I think it's so important. People are really looking for ways to tweak, to feel good, and to do something different. Thank you both for coming on.
Thanks for having us. We're excited.
So, Laura, tell me first about how you came up with what you do and what really cool sculpting is that people don't understand.
For sure. So I first started getting involved with cool sculpting back before it was FDA cleared in 2009. I had a plastic surgery in an artsy background and just got creative with some of the treatment techniques and just took them to another level. So basically, cool sculpting is the first and only FDA cleared cold-based, non-surgical body contouring treatment available. The ideal candidate for cool sculpting is someone who's at or around their ideal weight that has visible, stubborn bulges of fat that they'd like to reduce. These bulges typically don't tend to not respond to diet and exercise. Cool sculpting recently added to their body contouring portfolio with now the cool sculpting elite. Cool Sculpting Elite is much like Cool Sculpting in the sense that it uses a technology known as cryolipolysis to help crystallize, freeze, and kill the fat cells during the treatment. Once your fat cells die during the Cool Sculpting treatment, they're naturally eliminated from the body over the course of the next 1 to 3 months. The new Cool Sculpting Elite machine also has double the applicators now, making the treatment time twice as fast. And it allows our patients to basically have the treatment done, schedule it with their normal routine and get right back to their daily activities since there's no surgery, no needles, and no downtime.
Kate, I have to say, as a person who got treated with Cool Sculpting, 35 minutes per application, and I was out of there and back to work that day.
Wow. Janae, you're an influencer. You're on camera. So many of us do Zoom and whatnot because now that's become the thing, and it's certainly made people really self-conscious about, like Laura said, if your ideal weight around that, but you still have these stubborn bulges. Have you seen anything like the momentum we've seen? I think there's a lot going on social media-wise with Cool Sculpting.
I mean, Cool Sculpting is more popular than ever, I think. But I think also, something for your listeners to just remember, and this is something that I talk about on Instagram and in my content a lot, is that you can really accept and love your body and feel confident and change your body. Like, those things don't have to be one or the other. And that's something that I find really important and something that I love that Cool Sculpting also supports is you're allowed to do these tweaks and small treatments, but they can be something that surrounds like curiosity and experience rather than, oh, I hate these certain things about my body and I have to change them. And I think that's a really beautiful thing is owning your confidence that gives you the freedom to actually make these changes.
Ooh, I love the way you said that. So you don't have to beat yourself up mentally. Yeah. It's not that. It's not an either or situation. And Laura, for you, talking about the Cool Sculpting Elite and emphasizing what the treatment is like, have you seen anything like this technique? I mean, it is really breakthrough, isn't it?
I mean, it really is. It is the only device on the market that is cold-based with no surgery, no downtime, that's actually effective. After a single Cool Sculpting treatment, a patient can expect to see a 20 to 25% reduction in fat in the area that's treated. It's important to discuss with your healthcare provider if additional treatments are necessary to help you meet your body contouring goals. But most patients do see a nice difference after a single treatment.
Yeah. And as you said, I mean, you're not talking about these surgeries, these things that have happened in the past. So, boy, we've come a long way, haven't we, Janae?
Yes. I mean, let me tell you, when I got the treatment, each treatment is 35 minutes in and out, like so little downtime. It's unbelievable, Kate. And the fact that this technology exists and it can be something that you do on an afternoon out of work is incredible.
Nice. All right. So if people want to find out more information, where can they go?
So patients can go to coolsculpting.com to get more information about Cool Sculpting or Cool Sculpting Elite. And they can also find all the important safety information there.
And I have a special, Kate, I have a special offer for you or any of your listeners that are wanting to try Cool Sculpting. They can go to ally.com, ALLE.com, or the Cool Sculpting website can also direct you there. But you get $200 off your first Cool Sculpting treatment while supplies last, of course, as a part of the Ally membership program. So go check it out. I can speak from experience. It's been a great treatment and it took me 2 sessions and I was all done.
Sweet. It sounds good to me. Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks for having us.
All right. With a couple of minutes that we have left here in the show, some interesting twists and turns of fate, including this one with Uvalde, where parents are and should be still furious over the incredibly sad, heinous deaths of way too many children, 19 children, 2 teachers, gunned down, I don't have to remind all of you, back in May. But the on-site commander during the Uvalde, Texas mass school shooting is facing termination next Wednesday. Did you know that? August 24th at this special board meeting that's been rescheduled and delayed twice to ensure, they say, due process. So the firing of the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is absolutely on the table. He was placed on leave back in June, and he back then did not believe he was the on-site commander during the Robb Elementary School mass casualty event where those lives were lost. But now, under heavy pressure to fire him, to fire Arredondo, they're reportedly bringing in outside attorneys to assist before the hearing. Arredondo told the State House, the Texas State House investigation, he believed it was a barricaded subject, but it's been revealed that there were still survivors in the room with the shooter while police waited to move in, and we know the sad, sick story of that. And it was a U.S. Border Patrol tactical team that said, get out of the way, ultimately, pretty much, and moved in on the classroom and killed the shooter. So the district's active shooter plan listed Arredondo as the commanding officer, but he didn't lead the response. And the officers on site didn't prioritize the lives, obviously, of potential victims over the armed officers. That's what that House report said, saying that with the benefit of hindsight, we now know this was a terrible, tragic mistake. Those were the words. So among the allegations against him were his alleged focus on finding a key for the open door to the room the shooter was in, which consumed his attention and wasted time delaying the breach of the classrooms. This is again in the report. And, you know, after the shooting, he failed to attend several meetings and stepped down from the council to, he said, minimize further distractions. So he was forced to leave the city council, a position he had been elected to, but wasn't sworn into weeks before that massacre. So I think that those attorneys, I don't know what they could come up with that would be different. I can't imagine that he is not fired, and I can imagine what that will look like, how many people will want to be there for that decision. It will be a madhouse because people, rightly so, are furious once again over what's happened there. All right, furious of a different sort. Twisting that word into something different, a federal judge in Cleveland awarded, get this, $650 million in opioid suits, right, as saying that pharmacies owe these two Ohio counties that money. They won a landmark lawsuit against national pharmacy chains CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart, claiming they distributed opioids to customers that caused severe harm to the communities and created a public nuisance. That was a landmark decision, ruling that the money would be used to abate a continuing crisis in Lake and Trumbull counties, just right there outside of Cleveland. So they'll get $306 million over 15 years. On that note, and I think they deserve it, on that note, we step aside. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.